The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Well, we're back here. And, where's the truth? These people are printing a fact that they're going to test on human subjects. It's only departmental rules for the conduct of its employees. Has nothing to do with you or me. They print it. It's judicially noticed. The courts have no wiggle room. But nobody's using it. Nobody talks about it. Because the Act of Congress of 1935, with the whole complete act, was put in the Federal Register twice. They changed the archivist stuff around. It was put, the whole act has to be judicially noticed. Everything in it. Because it's a different world. It's for these foreign invaders called federal agencies and agencies and all of the nonsense of this administrative state. And they come out in 1946 in section 3. And oh, gosh. Hold on a minute. There, I got a cat up here and he just turned off my monitor. I don't know how he can do that. He can lean up against my DVD thing and turn it off. I don't know how he does that. But he can find it. Anyways. This whole thing is a house of cards. And how do you tear down? What's the talk about in the Bible about a foundation built on sand or rock or different? This one isn't even on sand, folks. There's nobody home. The mandates are not in the Federal Register. There's no exemption in the Federal Register Act for any federal agency to do mandates or bypass the Federal Register. If it ain't there, they're done. You're guilty, sir. And then we go read the two federal registers that support who the human subjects are that they can, quote, test on. And it's all departmental inner nonsense. And they admit it. Right out in the open, I've never seen anything like this. And they have all of the regulations above it, about a page and a half of them. I don't have to look them up because I know that there's because see what they did up above it? They tried to hide this to the uninitiated because, you see, none of this, what I'm talking about, is taught. It's not in the first-year law books. I have a first-year law book. It's not there. It's not even in the federal rules or stuff that the Federal Register put out for their making the rules for doing stuff in the Federal Register. They don't talk about substantive regs, legislative rules. They don't talk about 553, little B, as in Baker. None of us there. I just can't believe it. I said, you'd think at least the Federal Register Committee would be somewhat on point, at least mention it somewhere. No. The IRS homepage has nothing about substantive regs, legislative rules, or Part 301 regs and 706 of the regulations published by the federal, by the IRS, are all 26 CFR 301 point something. Every they cover, do you have to file a Form 1040, 6012? That's a 301 reg. Do you have a notice of deficiency where they say, Ralph, you owe money so I can go to tax court? 6211 and 6212, that's a 301 reg. 60203, assessment. Oh, yeah, now we're going to assess you. That's a 301 reg. Oh, now we're coming for your property. 6331, notice liens, levies, all this notices of levying your states and all this nonsense. Oh, yeah. 301 reg. There's 706 of them. I couldn't believe it. And the authority is 7805 because it's made by just the commissioner. That's a 301 rig. Well, they even admit he spoke too. And then back in 1967 when they put all of this out, when they republished it all as a final rule under 7805, they even list the district court, 7401, 26 U.S.C. 7401 is a part 301. It's the United States District Court. I'm not kidding you. They took that away. They don't say where because that was a little too obvious. So now it's just under 26 United States Code 7401. My question is, how can a constitutional court do regulations? And the Supreme Court has said they can't. Attorney General opinion said they can't. You know why? Because there's no case or controversy. And you know why there's no case or controversy? Because it's you and me being sucked in to say, I am obligated to you, and the IRS has no zero zip obligation the other way. Called an implied law contracts. That's why they can't be in Article 3. So they created a whole new court system, United States District Court. And what is the kind of a court is that? They printed. The United States District Court, the judge represents under judicial power of a district court means the judge represents the court, not a government. And the other case says that court is under the plenary absolute power of Congress. So that judge is there strictly representing the plenary power of Congress to screw you and me. It's all rigged from beginning to end. And they print it, if you know where to go look. Does this sound a little scary? I'd like to think so. But can we do something about it? If I had DNA in a murder case, I damn well would use it if it would put that person away for life, wouldn't you? Well, this is the DNA of federal registers. This is the only weapon. There's nothing else you can use against a federal agency that is judicially noticed. Nothing. Code is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with them. They live outside the Constitution. The CFRs, which is a compilation of the Federal Register, says laws of the United States of America. Laws of the United States of America are not within the several states. Article 6 says laws of the United States made pursuant to this Constitution. United States is the union of the several states. That is different than the outside in the D.C. territories and possessions. United States of America is the country, and there is a union of states within it. And these federal agencies are not there. They don't live there. And the only thing to attack them is what's in the Federal Register. It says you can cite it may, but you have to go down. You can't cite just the CFR because CFRs are not there. Pat in Fort Worth, question or comment?
I want you to know you should just keep telling us all that, because I think I finally figured out why people have to hear something three times a day. It's the TV going. They run the TV for sound, so they learn not to listen to voices.
Well, I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV for over 21 years.
That's really a way.
Now I don't even listen to talk radio, because these people are talking about nonsense. They're talking about leaves up on the tree. They're not talking about what's really going on.
I know, I want to say that, you know, all the news is bad, especially if you listen to any of that crap. But something good just happened. A senator in Oklahoma just quit. He was a rhino. There's this picture, and I said, oh, he's Chinese. Yes, sir, Mr. Yin, Senator Yin. And he said he couldn't take going along with this obeying the mask mandates and the election. I mean, he's a Democrat.
Well, the thing is, why would Larry Becraft and those attorneys put in that there's other mandates coming? I just find it really hard to believe. Do we not know that there's nobody in our constitutional republic can do mandates? The president of the United States, if there's a national emergency, like a war or something coming going on, yes. But there has to be a national emergency. These other underlings don't have that authority.
Maybe Larry Becraft, he was probably prophesying that he's a good Christian.
Yeah, I don't know. He got his feathers trimmed, and he's when you get your feathers trimmed and find out you can't, there's a line you can't cross.
Really?
Then the bottom line is, are you willing to put your life and your occupation and everything on the line? Most people aren't. They won't do it.
What line was it?
But I'm going to get this one line made. You're on the list, so you'll be seeing it coming, and I'm going to email it to those attorneys with the documentation to back it up. Because, you see, it isn't Ralph saying that. It's just Ralph has access to the Westlaw, and I know how to use it. And I've sat down and I've read this stuff and cross-checked it and triple-checked it. I said, am I reading something of this that's not there? It's black and white. And when you find the needles in the haystack, there are court decisions backing it up. Not a lot, but they're there. But you got to find the needle. You got to understand, we've been conned. It's just like the old rabbit in the out of the hat. You're not going to figure that out sitting in the audience. You got to get up there and see what he's doing.
Well, I guess what is going on is people are, like the Bible says, dull of hearing. You know, and what we're going to have to do is pray. What's in Isaiah chapter 40? The judges, they shall not stand; they shall not be planted.
And well, all I can say is, Pat, we got to wait and see what the Supreme Court does, because he has DNA, same thing, Mike Lindell, on all the corruption. It's DNA. It's the same thing. There's no wiggle room. So now if the Supreme Court, whichever way they rule, the problem that we're going to have is there's going to be a lot of people pissed off, and I'm hoping we don't have an open civil war, but the thing is Satan is out there, and he's making a final rush to the end, because he's got all these people he's been working for years. They're in all these universities. Around these universities, that's where you'll find all of this stupidity, woke communist nonsense. You'll find them in the top of these companies. So we'll see. An interesting time, that's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, I don't, is there anything wrong with writing letters to the Supreme Court? Because when all those other people get out there, they want something done, like the LGBTs. They march out there with signs and everything for days, and we expect them to just do what we ask them to do.
All I can tell you is, Pat, just tune in to frankspeech.com. Forget everything else. It's irrelevant.
Frank speech.
Yeah, F is Frank, Frank speech, and then dot com. That's Mike Lindell's. And there's one up there about Karen Link Kingston. She's an ex Pfizer employee with talking about the patent. I mean, it's all right there. It's a bioweapon. They're out to kill us. They're going to control us. If I go to church, my points go up, and maybe they cut off my food so I can't eat. No, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Yeah. It's there. And what's even more amazing, they're saying that in January they're going to bring in these artificial intelligence, quote, human beings or whatever you want to have, replicas, avatars, I guess, whatever. I guess they're not really an avatar either because there's nothing human in them. But this artificial intelligence.
Karen Kingston, are you listening or is anybody? Right. I already knew who she was, okay? So I looked up to see what they had to say. And Pfizer is saying we have 78,000 employees and we don't have her anywhere but selling our Viagra for us.
Well, just go take the time to go there, okay, Pat?
Yeah, I've heard her, but I'm just saying that she needs to come out and tell that she had inside information from other people that Pfizer.
Have you watched her interviews?
Well, I haven't watched them. I've just listened to everybody.
When you go watch her interviews. She's come out. She's on there all the time. Every time she gets something, she brings evidence and brings it out. Go watch Pat, okay? And then let me know.
To say that Pfizer has snitches who actually in the lab where they
go get the evidence. Watch the lady. Get the facts. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. She brings on their stuff. See, that's what I do. I bring on their stuff. It's not me. They're the ones printing it. They're the ones saying it. And the Federal Register Act is not force effective law. It was to get all these agencies so they could figure out what they were up to and make the President of the United States a federal agency. That's where he gets his, quote, authority to do executive orders outside of the Constitution, by the way. It says so at the top of all of them. If we learn how to read, but we don't. Because we're not taught. And most of these lawyers don't know. And the ones that don't want to learn. Because they got a degree, man. They're piled higher and deeper or whatever. Talk about intellectual ability or critical thinking. Get around a university. It's almost a non-existent entity. It's groupthink. They've been taught propaganda, and they are believing it. Trust, but verify. That's why I'm doing this one line. Hopefully, we'll help people visualize it, and then also the documents to read it. It's their stuff, folks. It's like the Bible. If it's in the Bible and it says the Ten Commandments are there. There's no getting around it. So how the question becomes, do we know how to fight federal agencies? All this, everything is sitting on a federal agency somewhere. Sometimes it's a little hard to find it. Every state has something called a state plan. I've talked about this before. Most people have never seen one. I have them for every state. Everything in there is based on a CFR, a Code of Federal Regulations, and they mandate to get money. There is no separation of powers. They mandate cooperative agreements between the executive, the child slavers, and the courts, and the law enforcement. And they also go into how to get your driver's license. How to garnish you if you're not a good boy or a good girl. How they also, I have. I,
yeah. Here on at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is, again, is Ralph Winterroth. I'm sitting in for John Stuttmiller. He's off today doing something else. I have an IRS list, IRS, at alaskaminuteman.com. It's IRS at alaskaminuteman.com if you want to get a hold of me, or 907-355-8304, 907-355-8304. So, $250 donation a year, and if you can't afford it, just email me and say why not, why you can't, whatever. I'll still add you. I'm trying to get this information out. Knowledge is power. My people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose. If we don't get it, we got to get off our tushes and start fighting, folks. This is as critical as the Revolutionary War. 1776. We're in a war right now. On every front. They're trying to screw up our food supply, our economy, our borders, flood us with terrorists. They're doing human trade, bringing in fentanyl and drugs ad nauseum to kill Americans. You just name it. They're doing everything they can. And they're threatening over in Taiwan. Take it over. I hope we don't go to war. I hope we don't have a civil war. But I do know if the Supreme Court, which Mike Lindell said it will be in there before Thanksgiving, it will. And they have no choice but to rule, but that don't mean they will, because I don't have any faith in these courts. They are so corrupted. It's just like Supreme Court Justice Roberts. All these FISA courts that have been lied to, have you heard one judge come out and sanction anybody? You go into court, they sanction you if they will go out coming after you. Called the trilemma, the old Star Chamber courts. One, they want to put you under oath. They want to get you to say what they want to say. If you don't, they find you in contempt of court. Those things went away in England. They're alive and well in America, if you know how, if you really understand what's going on. And I can prove it. There are real inquisitions. They even say, going out with the IRS, when he says, oh, come over, I'm going here and I'll go to audit your books. I won't answer any questions. They call it an inquisition. But how can we sue these people if you can prove that they cannot win, which the Supreme Court is not supposed to set those kind of standards, but they have. Okay, so we play within the little game that they're playing. Can we prove that there's no way for the IRS to win? Can we prove that there's no way for these people that are doing all this nonsense? Yes. The vaccination definitions are not in the Federal Register. They're mandates. They're nothing. And the agencies are listed under the only human subjects that they're supposed to protect, and they're all part 301 regs, departmental regs. They have no force and effect of law. Nothing. Because here is the whole overview, and it's really not. To keep it simple, every federal agency of any document that has general applicability and legal effect shall be published in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, give them the finger. If it's there, it's judicially noticed. That's the law, the standard of review. The only other step is the Administrative Procedures Act, and you just have to go to the Federal Register publication and you just search on 553, little b as in Baker. That is a mandatory, codified thing that they have to say in a proposed rule and a final rule that they're complying with. You'll never see one where they say we're doing it. Never. So what they will do, well, that's called the formal. We like Congress saying, okay, we're going to vote in the House, we're going to vote in the Senate, we're going to get the president to sign it or veto and override him. That's the formal. The informal is, Nancy Pelosi says, you know, damn, we've got a big emergency here, and I'm going to put a bill out, and it's an emergency. It's impractical, unnecessary, and it's not in the public interest to go forward and go through the Senate and all that stuff. I'm not kidding you. They have, quote, given that power, the informal rulemaking, to federal agencies, and all these other garbage outfits. And what do they say? They have to say, this in 5 USC, they're supposed to say it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. I've seen some of those. That one I quoted for the COVID, they did that. They said it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in contrary to the public interest. But they also cited 5 USC 301. They can't have it both ways. So what is missing? There are four essential things for informal. Has to be a proposed rule. I'll back in the music.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And, how did we get by all those years without this emergency nonsense? We had a national emergency for the president. But see, there are four things for the environment. There's got to be a proposed and a final rule. But under this, they can bypass that. They have to say it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. But there's one more thing they always leave out. The Congress said, especially in this Senate report and in other cases, a true and supported, it says right here, the exemption in situation of emergency or necessity is not an escape clause in the sense that any agency has discretion to disregard its terms and facts. A true and supported or supportable finding. That means fact of necessity or emergency must be made and published. They never do it. They can't. And I'll show you an example here of the immunity thing in a minute. Impractical. How could something be impractical? It says it means a situation in which the due and required execution of the agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. We'd get to actually bring facts in and say, no, you can't do this, so we don't have any notice and comment. We would prevent them from moving forward. So we're just shut up. I think we call that censoring. Don't we do that in the First Amendment? Shut up, I don't want to hear from you. There's printing this, folks. Unnecessary is to some subject that I'm not interested in. Public interest is combining them, requires the public rulemaking procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating. How dare we stop these people moving forward with no COVID-19 identified and with an emergency that does not exist if we use hydroxychloroquine and zinc and ivermectin and nebulizers and all this other stuff? They couldn't have an emergency. See, that stuff is cheap. And see, it wasn't about that. It was a means to plant fear in the people. And then we will inject you with a bioweapon, which they, in a federal register or in a patent, state. We're going to be able to monitor you. We could maybe demand you give another shot. We'll know if you went to church. We'll know if you went, got too close to somebody that's unvaccinated or vaccinated. I'm not making this up, folks. It's on frankspeech.com. Aaron Kingston is quoting right out of the patent. And this thing made by David Martin put out, there 70-some patents. This thing was all manufactured. It's all patented because they all want their money. David Martin's his name. He's the head of a country that tracks all this stuff all around the world. And then you go look at the liability one. Where is that at? That's in the Federal Register, 85 FR 15198. 85 FR 15198. Declaration under the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act for Medical Countermeasures Against COVID. PREP. PREP Act. Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. This is a declaration. It's an action. It says it's a notice of declaration. They supposedly gave the secretary all these broad powers. There's nothing in it about the Federal Register. It's published, but there's nothing as far as the Administrative Procedures Act that it's an emergency. They say it is, but they don't declare what the emergency is. They say the secretary is supposed to make a determination, but they don't disclose it. They just say the secretary determines the spread of SARS-CoV-2 or a virus mutating therefrom, a resulting disease, constitutes a public health. Some idiot. This is all made a determination. Based on what? It's not supportable. Where's the facts? We don't talk about that. And they can spend, supposedly they can spend all kinds of money by this emergency declaration. And there's no authority for any of this nonsense. The Federal Register could handle it. They would have to say it's impractical and all that. And there is a federal emergency or a national emergency. And here's what the emergency is. And here's the facts to support it. They can't do that because there's no facts to support it. It's a con. That takes away all the liability. That's their Federal Register. That's what they're relying on. Okay, well, guess what, Bubba? There ain't no smoke in this puppy. Nothing about the Administrative Procedures Act, force and effect of law 553B. Nothing there. The other one that I talked about initially, there are two of them supporting who they can do on testing subject is definitely 5 USC 301, internal housekeeping stuff. But they actually cite this here, impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest, but they never declare the emergency. Because how would you know? I didn't know for a while. I used to see that. And I says, what is that about? I found it. The Senate report explaining what must happen and shall happen. But what is amazing is that these terms that we're they if this it makes it so that we can't prevent an agency from making this stuff, from saying it and proceeding. We don't have any authority to stop them because there's no notice and comment. There's no proposed rule, and then they have to be a notice and comment, and then they have to answer it. We don't have a way to stop them. Does that sound like a constitutional republic? This is what they print. Well, they're making it up. This should shock people, I hope. Awake, I hope. This whole COVID-19, the definition of vaccination is a mandate. It's smoke. That's not even smoke because there's no authority at all for mandates from the CDC. None. We don't have a dictatorship like we're spot with. At least we don't think we do, but we do. That's what they're acting like now, and everybody's pretty much submitting to it for some reason. We got a mandate. Can't believe that American frontline doctors, those lawyers, well, we're waiting for a mandate from this, from old COVID-19 or Comrade Biden and all this. Who cares? See, the president of the United States, a legitimate president of the United States, is still limited to a very specific delegation of authority from Congress. You can't just go, this can't go out and make executive orders and make law. It's too obvious. But they do stuff that looks like it. See, the fact that the president of the United States, he publishes in the Federal Register because he is on the same level as a federal agency. They define president or federal agency means president of the United States. They use the word means. He's a federal agency. Totally outside the Constitution of the United States. But we gotta know what their game is, and then we have to know how do we go to war against a federal agency and put a stake through the heart, like DNA. And there's only one thing that everybody is bound to use and recognize, judicially noticed, is what's in the Federal Register. And the second part is, does it have the force and effect of law? I've never seen one yet. Because they can't. They're from China. Or France. God, I don't know where these things live. Who knows? We don't elect them. They're not accountable to us, but we can sue them. Supreme Court said, if there's no way they can win, well, it's judicially noticed their stuff is all 5 U.S.C. 301 authorities. That's for their internal use of that agency. And that is to be judicially noticed. It's in the Federal Register, so why doesn't somebody use it? We're going to real soon. I'm working on this. One line's just been one thing after another. Life goes on. You have all these little life crises, but my one line's getting there. And then we're going to be soon, hopefully this week. Of course, the federal courts or the courts of the United States are locked down in Anchorage because of this COVID-19. We might have a Chinaman sneak in there and infect the clerk. Yay! You see, what we need is protection from those that got the vaccination, which wasn't, that got the bioweapon, because they are putting out a more lethal, something that is lethal. Transference was one way it's called. Shedding is another word. Because it's shutting down their immune system, and then they're creating something even worse. But they're transferring to us, quote, unvaccinated folks. And why is it 60-70% of the people that have this? But see, it's not protection. I mean, it's not protected. It's immunity. It's protection. It's Well, you know, we're there to help. It's supposed to help you, maybe not get it. Why are they all getting it? It works so well. Of course it don't work. But fear is a very powerful thing. I've seen it when people have tried to assist with the IRS. And when they get this fear in them, they will jump at anything. Even after you've demonstrated, account maintenance is a great example. Hell of a nice guy, dentist. Got the IRS to shut down and leave him alone for 2 years. Then they put somebody undercover in there, and he went out. He got his teeth worked on, and he was bragging, and then all of a sudden, he's indicted. I did a habeas, and they said, no, it's too soon. Okay, fine. And then this Waller guy comes in. Well, you can go to the international court over there, and you can become a sovereign country. Like, what? He did it. He lost big time, went to jail. When they walk away, you can't save those that don't want to be saved. And I have the documents to prove it. There are 2 for human subject testing, federal register, and there is 1 on this limited liability by a declaration that has, it's nothing. There's nothing there. It's just I made a determination, so, and therefore Congress said I can spend all kinds of money and I can do all this. Just, yada, 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 whatever I need. And then the Federal Register is putting out their rules and their stuff that doesn't even talk about subsidy regs, force and effect of law, none of that. Just some sort of procedural garbage. Nobody pays any attention anymore. That's because most people don't know. How are you going to know? How are you going to know? You can't depend on these places that are supposed to have self-help and all that. And the IRS is going to get around and start monitoring $600 and all that other. Boy, I tell you, I'm hoping I want to see some of that, because if I get enough money ahead here and stuff, I may get involved in this with a lawsuit. We'll see where this goes. Somebody's got to bring this out, the truth. Based on judicially noticed public records, there ain't no wiggle room, folks. It is what it is. And nobody's using it. That's what's so shocking. How can a tax court that mandates a notice of deficiency to go to tax court, which is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. That's a legislative court, just like the United States District Court. How can that thing exist for decades when the only thing to get in there is a notice of deficiency, which is a 301 reg, which is internal housekeeping, departmental rules, and they print it? Ignorance. I wish I'd have known all this 20 years ago. But you got to keep pounding on it, and you get a piece here and a piece there, and pretty soon you get a really big picture. Now I've got a really big picture. And the courts are supposedly to have no wiggle room if Congress mandates it's judicially noticed. It's a done deal. It's DNA. The jury should convict. So we'll see. That's what Mike Lindell is bringing to the Supreme Court of the United States. There's no doubt of the election was a fraud. There's no doubt who, where it come from, how they did it. The computers were involved. It's all done. It's a done deal. No matter which way the Supreme Court, if they rule not to uphold it, our country's gone. It'll never be back. If they rule to kick Biden out and all of his minions of Satan, there's so many people so deeply embedded, we're going to have riots and all kinds of stuff everywhere. That's the way it's got to be. As Well, I can tell you one thing. If we don't fight, we're going to be speaking Chinese or getting prayer rugs for Islam. And these guys are all in it together. There's some amazing people that I've listened to on frankspeech.com. You see some amazing stuff there on Republic Broadcasting. You go look at those, I don't know what you call those things that flies across a headline type stuff.
Those colonists said, come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, well, we're back here. I just went to Mail Online here, which is a good place to find out a lot of other stuff that you won't see. Chicago becomes the latest city to be blinded by shoplifting after its left-wing AG, that gal up there that stop prosecuting shoplifters who steal goods worth less than $1,000. So they got these people, they just come in and they open, bring in the bags, just filling it up, put them in a shopping cart, and go right by security. It's unbelievable. You can steal $1,000 right in the open with security there and nothing happens. Where do these people get something called prosecutorial discretion? I've not researched that one out to the great deal. How can one prosecutor defeat all of the laws of that state? Just say, well, I'm not going to prosecute this one. I'm not going to do that one. Wait a minute. Is that not malfeasance? There's got to be something, way to prosecute these prosecutors. They're not immune. They can't be. They can just totally shut down. We're not going to do the laws of the state or laws of, just like the AG up there, Department of Justice. Well, we're not going to prosecute anybody, Democrats. We got Biden. We got these people doing criminal acts that there's enough in the public thing to hang these people, to get convict them of treason, and nothing's happening. There's no rule of law. And then they make up stuff. And these people go along. How can you make up a crime that doesn't exist, just like the impeachment of Trump? No crime, no nothing. And they almost technically got enough to impeach him, and we got enough rhinos, of which one of them in Alaska. Thank God and Gray Down. I hope she's going to be gone, Murkowski. Or she's right up there with Pelosi and Schumer. These people are just pure evil. There's no logic to anything they do except destroy America, kill Christians. Because you see, a citizen of the United States has no soul. It's like a corporation. It has no soul. It's made up. We can assume the character of a citizen of the United States. That's a different type of citizen of the United States. That's what gets confusing to people. Well, I can tell you unequivocally, if you're going up against a federal agency, if you don't use the Federal Register and the judicial notice and show conclusively that they are using 5 U.S.C. 301, that's all this COVID, it's all there, and I don't understand why nobody's using it. When you say it's got to be judicially noticed in an act, and that act is in the Federal Register, twice, why doesn't somebody use it? I don't know. Why would anybody allow these prosecutors, why would you allow people to defund the cops? What are you going to do when somebody comes knocking on the door, breaking in? Then if you try to shoot them, they're going to prosecute you. That's how crazy this is anymore. It's not crazy, it's evil. They want to destroy our total culture. Then we'll come back with this satanic communism and Islam stuff, nonsense, and whatever. Anyway, thanks for listening. I have a show on Sunday, 5 to 7 Central Standard. So, God willing, I will see you Sunday.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.